Tensions continue to escalate. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. Ukraine is holding military drills as sources tell Fox News Russia is poised to strike as early as Wednesday. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Russia can avoid severe consequences by choosing diplomacy.
The way for Moscow to show that it wants to pursue that path is simple. It should de-escalate rather than escalate. And it should not only talk about seeking a diplomatic outcome, but actually work one.
President Biden spoke with Russia's Vladimir Putin Saturday, but the talks do not appear to have weakened the threat. All Americans and embassy staff are told to leave Ukraine. Some protesters in Canada are beginning to clear a key U.S.-Canadian border bridge.
Police convinced some protesters to move their trucks, but demonstrators are still blocking international crossings in Michigan, North Dakota, and Montana. The truckers are demanding the lifting of COVID mandates.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer, the Canadian protesters inspired a demonstration in Paris where a group opposed to virus restrictions also tried to block traffic. Police officers fired tear gas to break up the crowd. There were also protests in New Zealand and the Netherlands. Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for children under 5 years old won't be going for FDA approval just yet.
The FDA had said its vaccine advisory committee would meet Tuesday to discuss data on Pfizer's COVID shot for children 6 months to 4 years of age. But Friday, the FDA said that meeting must be postponed. Pfizer began testing a lower dose on kids in this age group, but added a third dose after those between 2 and 4 showed an insufficient immune response to the dosage amount.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Several states are dropping mask mandates.
Blue state governors in New Jersey, California, New York, and elsewhere are allowing indoor mask mandates to expire, despite unchanged guidance from the CDC to continue masking in public places.
There is no one golden standard data point that's going to tell us when it is appropriate to lift mask mandates.
Dr. Syra Madad is the senior director of the special pathogens program at NYC Health Plus Hospitals and says a number of factors should determine when COVID precautions are lifted, like case numbers and hospitalization rates. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
President Biden will visit Cleveland this week to discuss the $1 trillion infrastructure law signed last November. It's the president's second trip to Northeast Ohio in less than a year. The Los Angeles Rams and the Cincinnati Bengals are gearing up for tonight's Super Bowl while a star-studded lineup prepares for the halftime show.
The first Super Bowl this century in Los Angeles will feature California rappers Snoop Dogg and Kendrick Lamar, led by Dr. Dre. The lineup also includes Mary J. Blige and Eminem. The star-studded lineup is a collaboration between Pepsi, the NFL, and Jay-Z's Roc Nation. Dre produced each of these artists and is leading the team.
We're going to put on a fantastic show. Everybody's going to leave here happy and excited about what we're about to do.
The five artists have a combined 43 Grammys and created 19 number one Billboard albums. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Super Bowl advertisers will focus on the future this year. 30-second spots went for $7 million and will showcase electric vehicles, robots, and cryptocurrency. There will be some throwback commercials with comebacks from Austin Powers and The Cable Guy. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.